This is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special fifth grade students who are going to talk about technology. What is your name and what do you want to talk about?
Adele, and my name's Adele, and I want to talk about the 3D printing. I think it's a good app because you can make your own 3D, little 3D thing, you know?
Have you used the software?
Yeah, but I never figured out how to send it and all that.
What did you make?
It got deleted, and I don't know how to save it, so I don't know.
Do you have fun making things?
Yeah.
What do you think of the software?
I think it's cool because you just get to make stuff, make your own thing.
What's the name of it?
It's called the 3D printing.
Is it? Do you use Tinkercad?
No. Yeah.
Tinkercad.com. Thank you for sharing your ideas. And next we have, what is your name?
My name is Morgan, and I'm going to talk about Black Ops 3. And I think you should play Black Ops 3 because it's really fun, and there's a lot of technology stuff in it. And what I think is that they should do whatever is in the game, they should do in real life.
Why?
I think they should do that because, you could see through walls and stuff, and, you could see what you want to see, and, you could... Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. Next, we have... Hi, what is your name?
Daniel.
And what do you want to say?
I want to talk about the Illuminati.
What is that?
It's supposed to be like a secret society or something. And I know Moises has been looking... Sorry, go... making me laugh. Okay, Moises has been looking in Google Maps. He's been trying to find out if the Illuminati is real.
Okay.
And
how do you find out if it's real? What can you do to find out?
You could go on Google Maps.
And what would you search for?
You would search for, you would just look around, you would keep moving.
And have you done that?
Yeah, I've been looking for Moises.
And where did you search?
Just in the country around, maybe in the White House.
So you're searching using Google Maps for these things?
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. Hello, what's your name and what
Moses.
Do you want to talk about? Moses. What do you want to talk about?
Then... Agario.
Agario. Mm-hmm. What is that?
iPhone game.
And what do you kind of things do you do in it?
To pay.
Okay, and what's the point of the game?
To win.
Okay, how do you win?
To be the leaderboard.
Pardon?
The leaderboard.
A leaderboard?
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you play the game?
Sometimes at home.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. Mm-hmm. Hi. Next, we have...
Tamara Velasquez.
And what would you like to say?
I would like to say that Monument Valley is a great app.
Why?
Because it helps your brain, but yet you're still having fun.
And what is, if someone doesn't know anything about it, what kind of an app is it?
It's where you do puzzles with a girl named Ida, and she walks around with your commands, and sometimes you could have conversations with a queen.
And what's the point of the game?
You're supposed to get through all the challenges and puzzles, and then at the end something happens, you get a prize.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. What is your name?
Brian Tarasas.
And what would you like to say?
I have this game called Black Ops. It's a Call of Duty Black Ops. It's a very cool game. It's very popular these days. It's a first-person shooter game, and it's really fun to play if you like first-person shooters or stuff like that.
And do you play it on the internet or just at home?
You could play it on the computer, Xbox, PS4. I think you could even play it on a phone. It's that popular.
What do you play it on?
I play on an Xbox, and... I prefer Xbox than mobile or the computers because it's just easier with the controller.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. And next, we have... What is your name?
My name is Ilai Savita.
And what would you like to say?
Cold is soft because we can pass like cold and we can like pass cold in coding like and Mr. Sullivan can our teacher can give us like Angry Birds and you pass like code 1 or 2 or 3 or 4.
And what kinds of things do you learn in coding, do you think?
Like the beat. The B of the code and the Angry Birds. For the B is like you play like you need to do some levels and then you need to go and then if you pass it if you do it right you get everything like the circles green you can pass it like code 2 and Mr. Sullivan can give it like an Angry Bird and you pass it.
Are you close to passing it?
Kinda.
Yeah. Do you work on it every day?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing your ideas.
Welcome.
Hello, what is your name?
Karina.
And what would you like to say?
I want to talk about cyberbullying.
Okay.
I think cyberbullying it gets really sad because the person that's bullying the other person is actually not thinking. I also think this is really sad because the people could make a suicide.
Yeah, that is very sad. And if someone is being cyberbullied, what should they do?
Save the conversation and show it to somebody, like an adult or somebody they trust.
How can they save the conversation?
By taking a screenshot or and showing it.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. Hello, what is your name?
Yamilek.
What would you like to say?
I would like to say my favorite app is on Tonti Tech and it's called Typing.
Okay, which typing game?
It's the car one.
Why do you like it?
Because you get to learn how to type more faster and sometimes.
Why do you like typing?
I like typing because you get to. What about you start working somewhere that you have to type really fast and you could start typing faster?
So it's important for you to learn how to type for the future?
Yes.
And do you practice it? You practice your typing? Very good. Thank you for sharing your ideas.
You're welcome.
Hello, what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about passwords.
Okay.
Passwords are very important. First off, that passwords are like keys. They're keys to everything. They're keys to Facebook, they're keys to all social medias. They help you a lot say there's something you have personal, say you're talking to a friend and it's on Facebook, you can keep it to yourself if you have a password. And to remember your password, you should have a password spreadsheet that you should have on your Google Drive, or you can make one. You can make one on a piece of paper. I advise you to use password spreadsheets, but you could also use it on a piece of paper.
Why would you advise me to make a spreadsheet?
Because say if you have Facebook and you don't want to lose your Facebook, you can keep your password somewhere so you don't lose it.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
I'm going to talk about iPads. iPads are great. I think you should get one because there are lots of cool apps that you can get, like iThoughts, like tons of other apps, like social medias. Those apps are great because you could just do whatever you want on them, and they're really useful for other apps like projects and other things you'd like to do with.
Thank you.